In the quiet and serene woods of Singhampton, sculptor Marion Bartlett has transformed her forested property into a sculpture garden, blending her art with nature. Bartlett has been working on the project for about 6 years, adding to it piece by piece. From 30 larger artworks to dozens more smaller original objects are now hidden among tree roots and perched upon high branches. I can work fairly quickly. Sometimes the work takes a little bit more. I revisit them, and add to them and so on. And if it's a piece of cement, for instance, you can layer it and add another dimension to it to make it a little more interesting, said Bartlett. The sculptures are a blend of wire, concrete, wood, and other natural materials. Bartlett, who studied ceramics in Humber College and then pursued a bachelor's degree in sociology with a minor in arts at York University, is most impressed by painter-writer Emily Carr and sculptor Joe Fafard, for their unique talent as well as their humanity. Some of her sculptures delve into spiritual and philosophical themes, while others reflect on pressing social issues. For instance, a tree painted in pride colors stands as a symbol of inclusivity and acceptance. Another creation, a pole with faces from various cultures and eras, calls for reflection on the world's so-called progress, and contemplation on humanity and kindness. One sculpture, titled, The Escape, features a contemplative woman, symbolizing the choices one would make when faced with limited resources. This piece draws inspiration from director and artist Ai Weiwei's powerful documentary Human Flow, about the global refugee crisis. I'm trying to imagine what would happen, the world around you disappears. And you only had your two hands to pick up the essence of your life, she said. Bartlett moved to Singhampton about 25 years ago from the GTA and works all year round creating larger-than-life works of art out of a studio in her forest property. Her husband Richard Bino's woodwork shop is close by, meaning that many times he is able to create a foundation and framework for her pieces. I feel we're an excellent partnership. He certainly supports me in creating things from wood and cement, she said of the former director of engineering for the city of Brampton. Together, they are on a journey of discovery, finding what fits into the trees. Their families are involved in Bartlett's art life too, as they visit the studio for craft days, and take frequent walks through the lush forest, discovering the many birds and creatures who live there. One of Bartlett's eldest grandsons helped create the original trails by placing a winding rope between the trees, in order not to damage the roots or saplings. We've prided ourselves in not damaging any of the trees, we just make sure that the trails that lead through are for people to come and visit. Respect the property and respect that wild growth, said Bartlett. Now we gently rake the paths through the acres of forest, so we can safely welcome the many visitors we receive each year. The Holland-born artist, who grew up in Brampton, credits her experience as the daughter of immigrants and their family's limited resources for her creativity. She shares a very simple story of learning, through deprivation, from when she was about 4 years old. Instead of throwing away the wax coating of cheese, her mother would give it to her and she used it to make little creatures. Anything that was around, dough or whatever, I've always been able to have a three-dimensional aspect of creativity, she said. A lot of people are given so much that their imaginations are at rest. But I never felt deprived, I always felt that we were enriched by the people around us. You know, it was a happy place. Bartlett welcomes visitors to the sculpture garden at no charge. She confesses that it's not totally selfless, as in return they get to meet people from all over the world, and share experiences. In other words, they are passing it, the joy, forward, passing the joy back to us again. The Forest Sculpture Garden has welcomed guests from across Canada, the United States, the United Kingdom, and even as far as Colombia. Book for a tour or workshop via Bartlett's official website.